The parsha begins, Vayelach Moshe. And Moshe went. So I was thinking today, Moshe's whole life, he's always going. When did Vayelach Moshe take place? When was this in Moshe's life? When was this? When's Vayelach Moshe? He says, right? He says, I'm 120 today. I can't go on any longer. It's the last day of his life. And Moshe Rabbeinu is still going? When's he going to get there already? That's what I was thinking about today. Moshe spends his whole life trying to go and trying to go and trying to go. It's like a person who tries to go on a trip. And when you go on a trip, obviously you understand it's going to take some time to get there, but you hope to get there. You can't imagine the feeling of always trying to get there and never actually getting there. This past Shabbos, I was in Long Island for Shabbos. And I was listening to a really good shiur in the car, which is a foolish thing to do on an Erev Shabbos when you're trying to get to Long Island. And I had the GPS on my phone, and I kept missing the exit. And it kept recalculating. And so it was supposed to be like an hour and a half by the time I left. There was plenty of time to Shabbos. But then every like 30 minutes I kept missing an exit, and I kept getting deeper and deeper into my own feelings of being lost. Until finally I said, I have to shut the shiur off because if I miss another exit, I'm not going to make it for Shabbos. So Baruch Hashem, I made it. Right? But that feeling, that anxiety of always trying to get somewhere and never getting there, and every time you miss a turn, and then you're stuck and you have to reroute the whole thing, it's a very frustrating feeling. So Moshe's whole life is about getting somewhere. You would think on the last day of his life, Hashem would finally say, you've arrived, you made it. Vayelech Moshe, and Moshe went, he's still going, and he's still going, and he's still going, and he's still going. Vayelech Moshe. So I was thinking that maybe the lesson is that as Jews, it's not only about getting there, it's about the process. And the truth is, we're not going to get there until Mashiach comes. That Moshe Rabbeinu spent his whole life trying to get there, even Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't get there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to realize it's okay, and you shouldn't feel like if you never get there, then it wasn't worth it. That it wasn't worth the trip. If we never arrive. That the process of trying to get somewhere is also very, very chashuv. I'll tell you a story that comes to mind. Rav Shlomo Freifeld was the founder of the Shar Yashiv Yeshiva in Farakwe. And Rav Freifeld one time had a student, his name was Rav Yossi Lieber, and he got together a group of young boys and girls who didn't have the opportunity to learn yeshiva, and he wanted them to meet Rav Shlomo Freifeld, the great Rosh Yeshiva. So they're sitting together, and everyone's sitting together, and Rav Freifeld starts to introduce himself to the group, and he has such a warm smile, and he's going around the circle, and he's asking these young men and women to introduce himself or herself. So he turns to one boy and says, "What's your name? Young man, what's your name?" So he says, "My name is Charlie." He says, "Charlie, that's a nice name." He says, "Do you have a Jewish name?" He says, "Yes, my Jewish name is Chaim." So he says, "Ah, Chaim, what a beautiful name. Chaim means life. What a beautiful name." And he gives him a whole Dvar Torah about Chaim, what it means to really be alive, and to learn Torah makes you alive. And Chaim, Charlie, is smiling from ear to ear, goes to the next person, a young lady. And he says, "No, tell me, what's your name?" She says, "My name is Michelle." She says, "Oh, Michelle, that's a nice name." He says, "Do you have a Jewish name?" She says, "Yes, Michal." He says, "Oh, Michal, I'll tell you about Michal." Another girl, "What's your name?" "Stephanie." "Stephanie, you have a Jewish name?" "Sarah." "Sarah." "Sarah what?" "Sarah Malka." "Sarah Malka, what a beautiful name." Rav Freifeld's going around this whole room, and he's introducing all the children to one another and to himself. And then he says the following. Rav Freifeld turns to them, he says, "My name is Shlomo Freifeld." He says, "When I received my bris on the eighth day of my life, I was named Shlomo, that's my real name." He says, "But my mother liked the name Seymour. My mother liked the name Seymour. So my mother used to call me Seymour." So he said, don't be fooled by my hat and my long beard. He said, "I wasn't always this way." He says, "There was a time in my life when I was known as Seymour." He says, "But now I feel that I really live up to my Jewish name, my real name Shlomo." And then he said to them, he said, "Life is an evolution, not a revolution." Which means what? Which means that there's a process of getting somewhere. That we don't expect, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't expect from us, that in a second, a person's going to be a tzaddik. It's possible. Tshuva could transform a person in a second. But it's also okay, and we learned it from Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayelech Moshe, that on the last day of his life, he's still going, he's not there yet? And the answer is, it's okay. The goal is to just keep taking steps forward. Take another step forward. Take another step forward. Not to worry about, when am I going to get there already? I'm trying to do tshuva, when am I going to get there? When am I going to be the tzadik gamor? When am I going to achieve the tshuva gemura that the Rambam is describing? That's great, we should have our eye on the final destination. But we also have to realize the process is also very chashuv. I'll tell you a beautiful, beautiful remez from a great tzaddik who was killed in the 1600s. Rav Shimshon Me'Astropoli. Rav Shimshon Me'Astropoli was killed in the terrible massacres of Tach V'Tat. We mourn it, we remember it, Tisha B'Av, amongst many other tragedies of the Jewish people. And Rav Shimshon Me'Astropoli was a big, big tzaddik. He was murdered. He was in his shul, surrounded by hundreds of other Jews, wrapped in talis. And the crusaders came and they murdered him in cold blood. He was a big tzaddik, a big mekubal, a very, very great Talmud Chacham, a very, very holy person. So he says an amazing thing. I have a sefer here. Yitzotzei Shimshon. Little called Sparks of Shimshon. Little Torahs that we have from him. Listen to what he says. The Pasuk said this past week's parasha, Vishavta ad Hashem Elokecha. The goal is to return ad Hashem Elokecha. Says the Gemara, Meseches Yom Adaf Pei Vav, how great is tshuva? Gidola tshuva shemagas ad kisei hakavod. Tshuva is so great it can literally take you back to the throne of Hashem. Can you imagine? Tshuva takes you all in the highest place that a person could possibly be. Gidola tshuva shemagas ad kisei hakavod. It's a very high level. It's a very high madreka. That's getting there. Getting to the kisei hakavod. Tshuva can get you to the kisei hakavod. So listen to what Rav Shimshon said. Ready? It's unbelievable. Niflaa satora. Listen to what he said. He said, how did Chazal know that tshuva can bring you to kisei hakavod? And how does one get there? So he quotes Rashi. Rashi in Parshas Kisavo also makes a claim, and you wonder, how does Rashi know that? The Pasuk says in Parshas Kisavo that you should write down the Torah, the Torah should be recorded, be'er heitev. The Torah should be written very well. At the beginning of Chumash Devarim also it says, Be'er as a Torah. Expound the Torah. And what does Rashi say on Be'er Etev in Parshas Kisavo? The Torah should be very clear. B'shivim Lashon. In 70 languages. Where do you see that in the word Be'er Etev? How does Be'er Etev teach you 70 languages? The Torah should be clear. Who says 70 languages? How did Rashi get that? Where did he see that? So if you look in Rav Eliyahu Mizrahi, one of the commentaries on Rashi, he says, I'll tell you how Rashi got it. It's hinted to in the word Etev. And he introduces us to the following concept. Maybe it's a new concept for you, but already the Rishonim were using it. Okay? It's an old Jewish concept. It's part of our Masorah. That sometimes the way to analyze a word is to do the following. The word heitev, if you take hey plus hey yud plus hey yud tes plus hey yud tes beis, you see what we're doing? We're going through the letters. Hey, hey yud. Hey yud tes beis. If you add that up, hey is 5. Hey yud is 15. Hey yud tes is 24. Hey yud tes beis is 26. If you add up 26 plus 24 plus 15 plus 5, did it add up? Does it work? 70? Does it work? So the Mizrahi says that's how Rashi saw in the word heitev shivim lashon. Because if you want to analyze the Torah, if you want to understand the Torah, be'er heitev. If you analyze the word heitev, you see that what? Heitev hints to 70 languages. Okay. So says Rav Shimshon Me'Astropoli, how did the Gemara know that tshuva brings you to the kisei hakavod? He says, do the same thing. Take the word kisei hakavod and do the same thing. Kisei hakavod. Start with the chaf, then chaf samach, then chaf samach aleph, then chaf samach aleph hey. So you spell out kisei hakavod, you add it all up like that, each time adding a little bit more, is Gematria 713, Gematria of the word tshuva. Gedola tshuva, how great is tshuva, takes you to the kisei hakavod. So I saw on a sefer, Otsos HaTorah, it says, so why do you have to hint to it in such a funny way? Chaf, chaf samach aleph, chaf samach aleph, each time adding another letter. And the answer is, because that's how you do tshuva. If you want to get to kisei hakavod, you can't wake up one morning and decide, I'm ready to be tachas kisei hakavod, I want to be on the highest madrega. You have to go step by step, by step, by step. And that's by Yelech Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu at the end of his life, at the last day of his life, does he say to Hashem, why am I not there yet? No, by Yelech Moshe. I'll take another step, I'll take another step, I'll take another step, I'll get a little bit closer, I'll get a little bit closer. Every day of Moshe Rabbeinu's life, he's just trying to be a little bit better. And a Jew who's willing to do that, Taka makes it to Kisei HaKavod. Over the course of time, he does Tshuva Gemura. He becomes the complete tzaddik. But the person who says, "Ah, oh, I don't know, it's so hard. Kisei HaKavod so far away, I don't know where to start." That person never gets anywhere. He stays exactly where he started. But the Vayelech Moshe, the person who's willing to take a step, the person who understands, like Rav Feifeld told those children, you can't become a tzaddik in a second. I used to be Seymour, now I'm Shlomo. It took me a long time to become Shlomo. It took me a long time to really be Shlomo, to be the great Rosh Yeshiva that I am today. It doesn't happen in a second. And that's the way we have to approach the tshuva process. I'll tell you one of the most inspiring things I ever saw in my life, and then the explanation that I heard from one of my friends. When I was in YU, in college and learning there, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, that's how I was still alive. And Rav Aaron was not well at the time, and I remember when he used to come to the Beis Medrash, they would bring him to the Beis Medrash, they would drive him up to the front of the steps, and he wanted very badly on his own to make his way, I'm sure Willie remembers this also, to make his way into the Beis Medrash on his own two feet. Now he could barely walk. He was mamish collapsing. And people would stand by his side, and he would shuffle very, very slowly, step by step by step into the Beis Medrash. And I remember he used to sit in this big chair at the front of the Beis Medrash, a Gadol B'Yisrael. A great Gadol B'Yisrael. It's an amazing thing to see. And someone told me that the reason that he wanted so badly to walk on his own, or as best he could on his own, because he felt that if I can at least walk a little bit on my own, then I'll be able to say the bracha and birchas hashachar, ha-meichil mitzal de-gavar, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu guides my feet. That's already unbelievable. But here's the most unbelievable thing, and it's one of my favorite things in the world. Someone told me about a hesped that was given for Rav Aaron Soloveitchik after he passed away. And someone said in the hesped that when Rav Aaron used to walk, when he would take those very painful steps, one step at a time, very, very slowly, but eventually he made it to the Beis Medrash, because I saw it with my own eyes. When he would take those steps very, very slowly, he used to say something to himself. And after he had his stroke, for years, this was when he would go up steps, he would always count the steps in the following way. He would say, Achas, Achas v'Achas, Achas v'Shtayim. Sound familiar? On Yom Kippur, when the Kohen Gadol is sprinkling the blood in the Kodesh Kadashim, when the Kohen Gadol is sprinkling the blood of the Avodas Hayom, the Kohen Gadol also counts. One, one and one, one and two, one and three. The Kohen Gadol counts in that way. Because the Aaron Soloveitchik understood that wherever I'm up to in life, wherever I'm holy, whatever step I'm up to, right, that's the most important step in the world. That's my Kodesh Kadashim. And if I see it as so chashiv, if my next step, my next move, if the next word in the Gemara, forget finishing the Masechta, also good. But if the next word is the most important thing in the world to me, if this next Rashi is the most important thing, and if this Tosfos is my whole life, even though there's a lot more Tosfos out there, if I keep going, if I keep trying to take another step, and another step, and another step, and that's chashiv to me, that's important to me, then eventually what? Then eventually you make it. And that chair that Rav Aaron Soloveitchik used to sit in was mamash a kisei hakavod. It was a chashiv chair. It was a big chair. So I want to give us a bracha. We're coming to Yom Kippur, and we're thinking about a lot of things. We want to be there already. We want to get there. We want the tshuva gemura, and we're going to get there. We want to be tzaddikim. We're going to get there also. We want to be tamidei chachamim. We're going to get there. But you have to be like Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, till his last day, he said, if I could take one more step, I'd take one more step. I don't have to worry about getting there. Eventually we'll get there. Klai, so we'll get there eventually. Hashem will bring Mashiach, and then we'll be there. And we'll finally be there. We'll finally arrive. But until we arrive, let's try to remember, again, this beautiful remez from Rav Shimshon Meastropoli, that the way to the Kisei HaKavod, the way to Tshuva, is one letter at a time. One step at a time. One word of Torah at a time. One tefillah at a time. One bracha of Shemona Esrei at a time. You can't conquer everything at once. But the person who is willing to take one step, and another step, and another step, and to him that's as important as the avodah of the Kohen Gadol, on the holiest day, in the holiest place, such a person, Mirtz Hashem, will be zochet to Tshuva Gemura, and will truly be able, when he returns his neshama back, tachas kisei hakavod, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say, you truly earned the place, tachas my kisei. Shabbos.